Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been a year and a half since Massachusetts lawmakers passed the so-called red flag law. It authorizes relatives or police to request a court order to take firearms away from anyone believed to present an immediate danger. Supporters tout it as a way for family members to get guns away from loved ones in crisis. But a WBUR review of 29 petitions filed since the law's adoption shows police may use the law more than anyone else. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning has more this morning, but this note, the report contains details about someone considering suicide, which some listeners may find disturbing.
Even before the new law, police chiefs in Massachusetts had a lot of power over gun ownership. They can refuse to license someone in the first place because they're, quote, unsuitable to own weapons, and they can revoke or suspend a license for the same reason. So if police could already revoke someone's gun license, why use the red flag law?
The two responses are somewhat redundant, but, you know, they can be used in different circumstances.
Walpole Police Chief John Carmichael says late at night or on a weekend, there isn't time to wait for a chief's signature.
You're protecting public safety until that next court date, making sure that person doesn't have access to weapons. And, you know, the way we look at it is that it's, you know, having other tools in the toolbox is always important, especially when it's an emergency situation.
WBUR reviewed 25 of the 29 petitions. Four of the cases are impounded, meaning they're shielded from public view. Many of them paint a picture of people in crisis. A Walpole man who told family he wanted to shoot himself. A woman from Taunton who was already in a psychiatric hospital suffering from suicidal thoughts. And Toby DeSilva. One night last July, depressed and anxious, he decided he wanted to end his life. He drove around in his car, his loaded Ruger pistol by his side.
I was undoing it in Middleborough, and then a lady came jogging around the baseball field, so I didn't want to do it in front of her. So I drove to Plymouth, and then I drove up Route 3 towards Boston. My son was crying and calling me, and everybody's calling me.
Police found him walking around Boston Common unarmed. Officers put him in a cruiser, took the gun from his car, and brought him to Tufts Medical Center. While at the hospital, Taunton police got permission from a judge to take his gun. Looking back, DeSilva believes police and his family saved his life. Now he's doing better, working two jobs, taking his meds, talking to his therapist. Police still have DeSilva's gun, and they'll have it until at least August, when the judge's order is up for renewal.
It's up to the judge on what he thinks and how fit I am. But I'm kind of wary because, like, when you say the word depression, he might take it as, like, oh, he's not capable of having it because of his depression or anxiety. He could go back to his old ways, which I don't think is true in my eyes.
That issue, when can and should people get their guns back, is something that troubles Jim Wallace of the Gun Owners Action League.
The bottom line is, it's incumbent upon us to make sure we protect people's public safety, but it's also incumbent upon us to protect their civil rights and due process.
That's a concern shared by Cynthia English. She was the second person in the state to have her guns taken because of the red flag law.
I think I was really railroaded. I think I was treated poorly. I was treated like a second-class citizen, and I just feel really wronged.
The petition against English was the culmination of a months-long dispute with her next-door neighbors. They had already filed a harassment protection order against her. Then the neighbors told police she threatened them, saying, "Shut up, I'm packing." When police showed up to take her .38 Special and Walther PPK pistol, she says she felt defenseless and defeated.
First of all, I felt like I was having a heart attack. I couldn't breathe. I was shaking. And unfortunately, I started crying. You can tell I'm not a crybaby.
The gun order expired in the fall. But by that time, English's gun license had expired. She worried that police would not let her renew the license. After all, a year ago, they had said under oath that she was a threat to others and should not have a gun. Instead, the lieutenant who filed the petition against English signed and handed her the new firearms card.
It's ironic. Isn't that what irony is? Yes, that's what it is. But yeah, he's the one that gave it back to me, and he acted like my best friend.
Since police chiefs already have the authority to take away firearms, gun rights advocate Wallace wonders why the red flag law is necessary.
In Massachusetts, police already had this authority. We've never liked it, but it has existed for a long time, that they can suspend a license for virtually no reason.
But several police chiefs stressed new benefits of the law. With a court order in hand, police can immediately go into a home and seize any guns. Like recently in Malden, when a man acting extremely aggressive asked officers when it was legally okay to shoot people on his property. Captain Glenn Cronin says the man was having an epic meltdown.
We went in front of the judge, and the judge issued it. We went right to the house. We just felt as though we had to get these out of his hand because just at that point he did not seem a suitable person to be carrying any type of weapon.
Malden has filed 3 petitions so far, and Cronin says every time the department brings someone to the hospital for psychiatric reasons, officers check if that person owns guns.
And if they do, we're definitely going with the extremist protection order for their own protection and maybe people that they live with.
For all of the police interests, the law just isn't used that much here compared to other states. In about 2 years, Oregon has seen 166 red flag petitions, Florida more than 2,000. Connecticut was the state with the first red flag law passed in 1999. It saw a record 260 firearm seizures just in 2018. One reason why Massachusetts law is used so infrequently? It already has very strong gun laws and plenty of other ways to take away someone's guns. There's the police chief's power over licensing, and if someone is served with a domestic violence restraining order, that person has to give up any guns. Representative Marjorie Decker sponsored the law. She says she doesn't much care who is using it, so long as it gets used.
My hope is that every person who feels that somebody in their home is going to hurt themselves with a gun or who's going to hurt someone else with a gun knows that there is a law out there that has been passed that makes it possible for them to reach out for help to separate somebody from their firearm temporarily.
Decker says the red flag law is taking guns away from people who shouldn't have them. And that's exactly what it's designed to do. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmani.